WMFO Medford.
WMFO in Medford.
91.5 FM WMFO.
On 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
WMFO, Medford. You listen to What's Happening, the extended edition. I'm Aaron. Let's get right to the music. Enjoy.
Had to park on Bay State Road, 'cause Fenway's all aglow. A Brooklyn Ave lands down the street, guitar in hand in the summer heat. The faithful in their red and blue, a crowd outside the House of Blues. A dodge of vendors, hawkers, gawkers, stalkers in my way. Breaking strings on cheap guitar,
sculpting pencils. Took me years to understand. The leader of the band is dead, and his eyes are growing old. But his blood runs through my instrument, and his song is in my soul. My life has been a poor attempt to imitate the man. I'm just a living legacy to the leader of the band. My brother's lives were different, for they heard another call. One went to Chicago, and the other to St. Paul. And I'm in Colorado when I'm not in some hotel, living out this life I've chose and come to know so well. Said, I love you near enough. The leader of the band is tired, and his eyes are growing old. But his blood runs through my instrument, and his song is in my soul. My life has been a poor attempt to imitate the man. I'm just a living legacy to the leader of the band. I am a living legacy to the leader of the
day, another bullet. Another day, another bullet. Another day, another bullet. Another day, another bullet. Round and round and round and round and round.
Welcome back to What's Happening, the Standard Edition. Another day, another bullet. Premiered today, right here on What's Happening, Standard Edition. Monk Duane, off of History of the World, Part 2. And we have the great honor and privilege to have the one and only Monk Duane on the line with us.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
I'm doing fabulous. A little tired.
Well, it's been one heck of a 24-hour period for you.
It sure has.
So, why don't we start off with what happened yesterday?
Well, yesterday was the New England Music Awards, and I was nominated for Male Performer of the Year for this year, which was a huge surprise. I certainly didn't see that one coming. I went to the awards fully expecting to go watch my buddy Will Bailey take the awards, who had won in this category, and much to my surprise, they called my name instead. So I actually won that award, which is still picking my jaw off the floor on that one.
Well, as the great Larry Glick used to do, great round of applause for you.
Why? Thank you.
You know, I always knew, and I love playing your music. I love getting the opportunity, because you've given me opportunity before to debut your music and listen to your music and go out and see you live. And people have to do that because they don't know what they're missing.
Well, thank you very much.
You know?
Yeah, that's where the, you can't replicate that experience. You kind of have to. It's you can watch all you want on you know, YouTube and on the internet, but you got to go experience live music. It's a fully visceral, enveloping experience.
And you are everywhere performing. I mean, well, you are. I mean, you don't hesitate. I mean, you know, I've seen you at Plainridge.
Plainridge Park Casino, yes.
Absolutely. And then you're up and down and performing everywhere, solo, with the full band, as a duo. Whatever it takes, you're out there and getting your word out. And I mean,
yeah, whoever's going to take me. Whoever's crazy enough to put me on a stage, I'll be there.
Well, soon, because it's been a long time since we've had you in studio. I want to get you back here. At MFO and also back up WMWM. Because,
that's fabulous, sure. I'd love to.
You know, because what's really cool is when you are doing your performances, whether it's at a venue or you've done other radio shows, and people are able to watch and see, you know, because sometimes you can't get in, you know, like at the other radio stations, but it's just fantastic. And I remember when you got me this song. It was a few months back. And I want to give people a little history behind the song.
Sure. So this was written for Serious History Part 2. I actually recorded a full album called Serious History, which I released in two pieces, Part 1 and Part 2. So the really tragic thing is it was written after one of the mass shootings, and what is disturbing to me is I can't remember which one. That's disturbing because they're just so frequent these days. So I could not for the life of me remember which one it was written after. And I sat on the song for a while because I was hoping it would become passé. I was hoping it would become a non-issue, that at some point we were just going to wake up and deal with this issue. And then the next one happened, and the next one happened, and this just keeps occurring. So I went ahead and released Another Day, Another Bullet as a pre-release single before Theory of History Part 2 came out, and released it for charity. I didn't take a dime for it because I just wanted to get that message out. So the album's come out. It's been out now a couple of weeks, and we went ahead and continued to support Another Day, Another Bullet by doing the video, which had its world premiere today, actually.
Yeah, and if people were lucky enough to be a friend of yours, they were able to get it actually even before it debuted.
Yeah, I put up a video just thanking everybody who had supported me for the New England Music Award nomination and voted, and I went ahead and made a YouTube link active early this morning for them as well. But, I mean, the song is a... Each verse in the song is a vignette. It's about five different stories of different acts of gun violence. And it doesn't take a... It's not coming from a personal opinion on the issue. The word "I" actually never appears in the song. It's more of it's almost like a news report, right? So I changed some names because I didn't want to use real victim names. I changed some places. But it is really designed for you to form your own opinion. And each verse starts with the cause and ends with the effect. And, you know, people should decide for themselves.
But you've been playing music for a very long time. And but that's a great thing. I mean, I remember a story you told, and you've told this many times. You know, you and your father were at a conference, and who'd you run into?
That was the band that James Brown. That was the band that James Brown, and James Brown changed my life. The funny thing about meeting James Brown is I didn't know it was James Brown. I was 16 years old. We were walking out of a music conference. I had a notebook in my hand, and a limo was pulling up, and an entourage was getting out. And I guess from James Brown's perspective, it looked like I was approaching him to get his autograph because I had a notebook in my hand. So he intercepted me. He took a pen out, signed his name, said something completely unintelligible, which I couldn't figure out what it was until I looked down and read what he said, which was, "God loves you, James Brown." And smiled that big James Brown smile and walked away. And then they're kind of befuddled. I looked at my dad. I'm like, "What just happened?" And my dad smacked me in the back of the head and said, "You have no idea. That's James Brown." And the funny thing is, at the time, I was a massive Prince fan. I still am to this day. One of the main influences on me. And it hadn't occurred to me, because I was young and didn't know any better, that this was somebody that influenced my hero. So at that point, I went and dug into the James Brown back catalog and became completely immersed in soul music and R&B music. And it was the gateway drug to that genre for me, which set me on a musical path for life.
And it's unbelievable because people don't know sometimes that they're hearing you, because you have your music all over the place, in movies, in television shows, and then, of course, locally, people need to, like I said, get out and support local music. I mean, you had so many great performers there last night with you.
Yes.
You know, there was you and Ruby Rose Fox and Annie Brost and Katie Dobbins and One Time Mountain, and these are just a few of the people. They're all winners. That's how I look at it. They're all winners because we're lucky enough to have the opportunity to get out and see you, or myself. I get to play your music on the radio, on college radio, on the North Shore right here, you know, making sure that people know where your gigs are, getting your music out there so people can enjoy and love your creativity and your insight. And everybody has some great insight in their music. But when I saw that this song was coming out, and as a matter of fact, because I reached out to you a short while ago and said, you want to come on? And I'm really glad you did.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I mean, it's guys like you, it's people like you that make it possible for us to do what we do, right? So I wasn't expecting to win last night, so I didn't actually come up with a speech. I had nothing prepared. I was completely blindsided. But the first thing that actually did kind of flow through my lips was that, it's every artist needs an evangelist. We need evangelists, or we are pretty much the tree falling in the forest with no witnesses, right? We won't make a sound. Without people that do what you do, we could do what we do all day long and no one will know. So it's very much appreciated that people like you are passionate enough about this to dedicate this kind of time and these resources to helping us get the word out.
But having great artists and great local musicians to be able to do that for and support and, like I said, enjoy the music. Matter of fact, last year I went to, it was a conference in last October in New York City. And in one of your songs in the first album, you're talking about part of New York, and we happen to be right down there. And it's like, I knew where I was going because of your music. We went up and we tried to go to Katz, so we're up in that area.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to the deli and everything. And, you know, we're up in the... I'm missing it right now. The name of the area. But it was just... I knew where I was. Because
nice.
I had seen... You know, it's similar to when I went to California and I said to my cousins and cousin, we were driving down the road and, you know, we see Santa Monica Boulevard and it's like, how do you know about the song? How do you know about it? I said, it's in the music. It's the music I listen to. Colorado Boulevard, you know, Little Lady from Pasadena. I mean, it's right there for you. So you're never lost.
I know. I mean, music can be a roadmap for more than, you know, just your soul, I guess. It can also get you around town.
In great places. And so where can people find, first of all, your albums, your music, and the video?
The video is pretty much everywhere you can find video at this point. It's on YouTube. You can just go to my station, which is Monk Duane Band. I'm real easy to find because nobody shares my name, which is fabulous. So it's MUNKDUANE. You can also find it at my website, monkduane.com. It's on Facebook. And as far as getting albums, any streaming platform, I mean, you can find it on Spotify. I'd be grateful if you actually purchased it on iTunes or Amazon. But you can stream it pretty much anywhere as well.
I also made sure that it's up on my show's page, What's Happening, on Facebook. It's also on...
Excellent.
I also made sure it got up to LinkedIn and Twitter. You know, as soon as you said spread the word, because until you say it's okay, I don't go and spread the word because of...
Well, thank you, very much.
You know, it's a world premiere. I'm not taking anything away from you.
No. Any sharing of that kind of thing is critical, especially with this particular project and this song. This one, we're doing everything we can to get it to go viral. So hashtag the hell out of this with everything that's relevant to this issue, and that'll happen. Just people are aware, but we also seem to have short memories, and we think that this last tragedy is terrible, and everybody's throwing out their prayers, and that's great, but there's no call to action. Still, nothing's really getting done, and then the next one happens, and it's... This is a crazy, crazy, crazy cycle in a very crazy time in our country, and we just have to keep reminding ourselves that we need to actually do something.
And You also have a couple other projects that you are in. Was it Souljackers?
Souljacker is a soul funk band that I go out and play a lot of the clubs with, and it's pretty much the same backing band that is on my album as well.
But it's great that you've got plenty of places to go, and now having won the award, which, like you said, it you know, you don't know what it's like until it happens to you.
No, that's very true. No idea. And it's, and even when it's happening, it's completely surreal. And it's kind of funny because you go up and you go into your acceptance spiel, and it's a complete blur. I have no idea what I actually said. And then they usher you off and around the back of a club, outside, into another room in another place so you can do your interviews and this whole thing. And there's this holding area where all the winners are waiting to be interviewed. And we're all looking at each other like deer in the headlights. This is actually happening. This is completely bizarre. And even once it's finally happening and you're in the moment, it's I'm still processing what the outcome of this will be based on this latest development.
Well, I had no doubt that you were going to win.
Oh, thank you.
I saw your name to vote, and it's like nobody else to choose for, to go out and say, you know, not just because we're friends, but because I love your music.
Thank you very much.
And it's just important. So, any gigs coming up in the next week or so?
Absolutely. Always. On Thursday, I will be at Rivershed in Scituate, doing a solo show from 7 to 10 p.m. On Saturday, I'll be up in Portsmouth, New Hampshire with Souljacker. That will be from 9 to 12:30. If you have not been to Latchkey in Portsmouth, I highly, highly, highly recommend it. It's absolutely one of my favorite venues. It's set up and looks like a very cool, old-fashioned speakeasy, to the point where there is not even a sign on outside of the building. You have to know it's there, and it's always packed. So it's a pure word of mouth, very classy, all top shelf, beautiful stage, beautiful venue. In case you can't tell, I really love it. That's on Saturday. Coming up next week, I'm at Back Bay Social Club in Boston, and then again on Friday the 21st with Souljacker at Plain Ridge Park Casino.
And I hope to be there.
Well, thank you so much.
You know,
there too.
You know, like I said, I love coming out there, seeing all the people out there enjoying the music. You know, people think they just go to a casino for the casino. No, it's the music, it's the performance, and you can't go wrong with it.
Well, it's really interesting that a place like that is so supportive of live music, and they're making that part of the experience. And it's, you know, with more venues actually starting to close their door to live music, that an enterprise like a casino is open and supportive of something like that, that's really cool. And it they go all the way. I mean, the stage is beautiful. They have Tony Lentini, who is a major, major sound guy, sound engineer, who has worked for a lot of big bands. I'll just leave it at that. And he's the guy who's running the show. So, I mean, you're in the best pro hands you could possibly be in, and it sounds that way when you're in the venue.
But it's always great to get out and enjoy what's there.
Yes.
And matter of fact, I think the tune that I was talking about was off of another album, which you let me debut a few years back, Argue with Gravity.
Yeah, you're talking about Long Way from New York City, and that was off of the album Argue with Gravity that came out in 2015.
And I'm going to make sure that I play that after we head off. As a matter of fact,
oh, thank you so much.
I don't want to keep you. I want you to be able to enjoy your day, enjoy the rest of the weekend. And everybody should get out and see Monk Twain and all local musicians, because you can't become a national act unless you're local first. And without the support of the fans and great music to listen to, it's never going to happen. So I want to make sure, and that's why I want to make sure that we got you on today.
I really appreciate it. Thank you so much, and thank you again for the continued support. I mean, like I said before, it's that kind of evangelism that allows us to continue to evolve and move forward.
Enjoy the rest of the day. Congratulations, Mazel Tov, on winning. It's just a fantastic thing. And everybody, go and watch the video.
Please do, yes. Comment and share like crazy.
Thank you, Monk Dwayne, for calling in, and I'll talk to you soon.
I will talk to you soon. Thank you so much. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. That was Monk Dwayne. And another day, another bullet. His video was out there. Let's go back to a little ways back. Argue with Gravity, his album, with A Long Way from New York City. Enjoy.
Used to spend my time down on Bleecker Street. Wrap myself in the sultry sound of the village beat. And I was so cool sitting at the center of the world, stealing all the grooves to impress a white girl, sucking up the brilliance through the concrete. Then I took the road. Now I'm a long way from New York City. I'm a thousand miles from the place I used to call my home. I've come a long way from New York City. Since the song of an Alabama river lifted me up and stole me away. Spent some time in Texas round Foul Furious. Found the hollow eyes of the ranch and it's quite curious. But there's a melody waiting on my felony in every single place that I go. Just have to push myself a few more miles down the road. Down the road. I'm a long way from New York City. Call my home. I've come a long way from New York City. Since the song of the Mississippi River lifted me up and stole me away. Another